Rethink the federal income tax. That was the charge given to a presidential panel on tax reform earlier this year. The panel came back with two very different approaches. One would streamline the current tax system. The other would represent a fundamental shift in how businesses are taxed, taxing consumption rather than income. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Jeff Kupfer, the executive director of the tax panel, says their mandate was to identify the deficiencies in the current system and come up with recommendations for a tax system that was simpler, fair, and more conducive to economic growth.
The president directed the panel to recognize the importance of home ownership and charitable giving in our society. And the president also, in defining fairness, indicated that progressivity is an important element of fairness.
The panel, whose chair and vice chair are former U.S. senators, isn't an elected body. And Kupfer says that allowed the panel to develop recommendations without worrying too much about whether their ideas would be accepted on Capitol Hill. The panel will present two different tax plans to President Bush on November 1st. One would streamline and simplify the current tax structure. Form 1040 would consist of just a single page, and the number of schedules and forms that could be attached would drop from more than 50 to 10. It would cut the number of tax brackets to 4 and cap the highest at 33% instead of the current 35%. The other plan represents far more sweeping, even fundamental reform for business. It would tax business on the difference between its receipts, the money it brings in, and the money it pays out, its expenses. Those expenses would include purchases of assets and equipment. Many economists believe this approach spurs economic growth. Both plans would eliminate the alternative minimum tax. Both would provide more opportunities for tax-free savings. But both plans would cut back popular tax benefits given to many homeowners. The mortgage interest deduction would be replaced with a smaller tax credit, and deductions for state and local taxes would be eliminated.
I'd be flabbergasted if the proposals went anywhere right now.
Len Berman is co-director of the Tax Policy Center, a joint nonpartisan program of the Urban Institute and the Brookings Institution.
Major tax reform involves a lot of winners and losers. The president would have to be able to explain to the American public why it was in their interest, in a lot of cases, to pay more tax now in exchange for a better tax system to go into the future.
On Capitol Hill, members of two of the most powerful congressional delegations, California and New York, were wasting no time in criticizing proposals that would raise taxes for homeowners in their states. California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
It is a $17 billion tax increase for California homeowners, and that's unacceptable.
Though these proposals may not get very far in the political arena, Len Berman of the Joint Tax Policy Center gives the tax panel credit for at least raising issues that could lead to significant tax reform within the next decade. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.